The show is brought to you by Organifi. Organifi Green Juice promises to deliver all the healthy superfoods you need in just one drink. It's a green powder that promises to deliver endless energy, mental clarity, and fewer sugar cravings. As a loyal listener of this show, you'll receive 15% off your order. My personal favorite is their Sunrise to Sunset Bundle, as it includes three of the best sellers. Use my promo code WRESTLING15 to get 15% off your order today. That's Organifi. Shop.com. Organifi spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I. Organifi, O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I. So go to OrganifiShop.com and order yours today.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm. J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, 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 welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Once again, I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. Always with me is the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, nothing much, man. A lot going on in the world of professional wrestling. We saw a great match on SmackDown this past week between Asuka and Charlotte, even though we didn't get really – we got a winner, but we didn't get a pinfall, per se. Asuka wins the match by disqualification over Charlotte. But yet, there's something about Becky Lynch, man. Becky Lynch is definitely a – she's a superstar. She's really grown into her role in the WWE this year. And, man, Becky Lynch is great. Even though she was on at the commentary position, she didn't lend any commentary. Just her presence alone brings excitement into the WWE.
Right.
It really, really does. Not only that, Daniel Bryan, good promo with Daniel Bryan, good match by him and Mustafa Ali as well. And, you know, we got TLC coming up this weekend. The Table Ladder and Chairs pay-per-view is coming up this weekend from San Jose, California. Our last pay-per-view for the year for WWE. Man, the year has gone by really, really fast. And WWE has put on some good things, man. 2018 already. Hey, what we're going to do here tonight is just give you our predictions, our thoughts, and our views on some of the matches for the WWE TLC pay-per-view coming from San Jose, California, the SAP Center. Our sponsors is Kate Jewelers and WWE Elite Collection. Got a lot of matches on this card. Let's start here as we give our predictions. The Mixed Match Challenge but we got the finals for the Mixed Match Challenge as we record this. The finals for the Mixed Match Challenge are R-Truth and Carmella taking on Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox. Now, this year they added a little bit of something different to the Mixed Match Challenge. The winning team, whoever wins, the male and female counterpart becomes number 30 in the Royal Rumble. Did you like that stipulation to make the Mixed Match Challenge a little bit more interesting or competitive?
I mean, it does, but honestly, number 30 has really no mystique in the sense of it having any bearing on the winner of the Royal Rumble anymore. It doesn't. So it realistically is a throwaway number now. They don't really build anything like that around number 30 anymore. Because realistically, the last couple of years, nobody has really entered in at number 30 that was a legitimate. They kept them around as a legitimate, like, hey, they could win it. There's really no emphasis anymore at other than the little promo they run every year behind the number 30, you know, being the number you want to get in the Rumble. Realistically, it's a throwaway now. So them having it in there, and it's cool, it's nice. It sounds like an extra incentive for winning the Mixed Match Challenge, but ultimately it means nothing. And no offense to the people they have in the finals, but look at the finals. I mean,
That was my point. The people they have in the finals, like, you look at R-Truth, even if he gets number 30, he's not winning. If Jinder gets number 30, let's be honest, he's not winning. This was a couple of years ago. I would have said last year, Jinder would have got 30. I said, you know what? Jinder may actually win this, you know?
Right.
The two women, Carmella and Alicia Fox, neither one of these two girls are headlining WrestleMania. And Carmella, I love what she's doing now. But she's not headlining WrestleMania. So this 30 spot, as you mentioned, in my opinion, I agree with you, is a wasted spot.
Right.
Now, unless there was like, you know, unless Finn Balor was still in there, Seth Rollins, you know, someone who had a little bit of clout, right, like, you know what, can actually, this means something, but not. With Jinder Mahal, Alicia Fox, Carmella, R-Truth, number 30 is a throwaway, and we know that number 30 will not win the Rumble this year.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Let's move on to another match. We have a rematch for the Cruiserweight Championship. We have Buddy Murphy taking on Cedric Alexander. This time, Buddy Murphy is the champion. This is a regular singles match. No TLC involved in this Cruiserweight match. Who do you have here? Cedric Alexander, Buddy Murphy. Rematch from what we saw in Australia.
Honestly, at this point, I think I'm going to go, I think I'm going to go Buddy Murphy. There's no reason for him to lose, realistically, at this point.
Yeah, I figure there's no reason for him to lose, but at the same time, like, you know, with him and Cedric, in my opinion, are the best two down in 205 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Leo Rush is there, but, you know, he's up on the main roster, bouncing back and forth. And why not have these titles switch between these two guys? And maybe they can stretch it out until WrestleMania. Maybe they'll have them, because, of course, the Cruiserweight Championship will be on the WrestleMania card, in my opinion, whether it's the pre-show or the main show. And right now, what two guys would make it more interesting besides Buddy Murphy and Cedric Alexander for the, in this case, for the title for like the third time? So
damn.
I'm gonna go with Cedric Alexander gets the win here in hopes that they WWE put these two on a grand stage of it all, WrestleMania 35. So I want to see Cedric Alexander win this one.
Fair enough.
All right. Let's move on to Natalya taking on Ruby Riott. Now, we know this past Monday night, this took to a whole nother level. Well, we know that now it's going to be a table match, but Ruby Riott came out on Monday Night Raw with a fan head, big poster picture of Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Natalya's father, on a table. Now, of course, we know WWE signed off on this and Natalya signed off on this as well. But right now, I think Ruby Riott is doing some great work in the WWE as being a heel. I think the Riott squad itself has done a great heel. Been great heels since they came into the WWE. This match right here, I think, is going to be good, but I really want to say I think Natalya finally goes over. I think she gets the win here against Ruby Riott in a table match for the sentimental value alone.
Oh, absolutely. The payoff is definitely going to be Natalya winning. Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, payoff is Natalya winning this match. But like I said, Ruby Riott is doing good work. And as Brian H. Water said this week on a Break It Down with Brian H., Ruby Riott could definitely one day be a WWE Women's Champion. You know, one day be a WWE Women's Champion. But nonetheless, let's move on. We have Rey Mysterio taking on Randy Orton in a chairs match. These two guys, veterans to TLC, Randy Orton and Rey Mysterio. One of the most interesting storylines that are on SmackDown as of right now on SmackDown. Who do you have here, Randy Orton or Rey Mysterio?
You know what? I'm going to say Rey Mysterio just because he doesn't really have a big win since returning yet. So I think I'm going to go Rey Mysterio.
I count Rey Mysterio's big win, the win that he got at the Crown Jewel pay-per-view.
Nah, I don't know. That's you. Fair enough. That's you.
It started a feud. But to keep where Randy Orton is, I mean, Orton has not lost, if I'm not mistaken, besides the Crown Jewel pay-per-view, since he's became this more sadistic Randy Orton in a chairs match. I just think they're going to try to take Randy Orton, that we may see Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan throwing down the road. And I think they're going to keep Orton winning. So I'm going to go here. But you do make a valid point. Yeah, Ray hasn't got that feel-good moment.
Ray hasn't gotten a win yet. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, Ray hasn't got a win besides that one. I'm still going to go Randy Orton. I'm sticking with my pick. Randy Orton gets over Rey Mysterio for the fact that I think Rey Mysterio will move on to somebody else, whether it's Nakamura, whether it's Samoa Joe, But I think Randy Orton gets the win here in this Cheers match over Rey Mysterio just to solidify his sadistic approach right now in the WWE.
Fair enough.
Let's move on to Elias versus Bobby Lashley. Now, this is a ladder match. And we know most ladder matches you have a championship above the ring. Most ladder matches you have maybe a Money in the Bank briefcase above the ring. This ladder match is like a guitar on a pole match. Otherwise, but it's a guitar suspended from the ring match, and whichever competitor gets to the guitar first and retrieve it can use it as a weapon. I just think this is kind of stupid for WWE to do, just to make it a ladder match with a guitar hanging on it, just for the sake of having a ladder match. They could have made this a regular match, and everybody would have been fine with it. But to add the gimmick, right, in my opinion, to put a guitar on a ladder, should have just said guitar in a pole match. I don't know. I'm going to go with Elias here against the win.
I'm going with Lashley, man. I really think they got plans for him, man. And I feel as though this does nothing if Elias gets the win. I just feel like Lashley's going to be the one to get it. I really do.
I usually don't bet against Black. You know what I mean? I usually don't. I've always said that. I always bet on Black. But there's something about Elias. He's really, to me, it's like he's stuck right now.
Right.
He's stuck right now, and he needs to do something. And I guess getting a win over Lashley, I don't think it would hurt Lashley per se, but it would help Elias. And I really want to go with Lashley.
But see, only problem with that is that pretty much got Lashley. You're gonna have Lashley losing clean, and he's got enough momentum right now that I don't see Lashley losing. I really don't. Like, they're gonna do something with Lashley. I don't see Lashley losing. I don't.
Oh, I agree with that. I think they're gonna do something with Lashley. I think Lashley's gonna get a big payday or big payoff at WrestleMania. I really do. Right now, I wouldn't be surprised if Lashley will be the winner of the Royal Rumble.
You know, that's a possibility.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised, and that's the way that he gets Brock, by winning the Royal Rumble. And, you know, if that happens, y'all heard it here first on December 12th, as I call it, Bobby Lashley's my pick for the Royal Rumble.
I already know my pick too, but whatever.
All right, so let's move on to this one right here. This one I really want to see is interesting. I think the storyline of Monday Night has really been a good build up, and that's Finn Balor taking on Drew McIntyre. I think this match right here will be a good match. I think Drew McIntyre against Finn Balor is something that everybody wants to see. Most fans definitely want to see it. And the way that they've done it with Drew McIntyre breaking off from Dolph Ziggler and Finn Balor being there, being involved in every one of Drew McIntyre's matches as of late, you know, I think it's going to be good. And I've been talking about Finn Balor for the last couple of weeks. If you guys listen to my review show on Monday Night and SmackDown, I think Finn Balor needed something. He really hasn't been the same since he lost the Universal title years ago. I think this would be huge for Finn Balor to get a win over Drew McIntyre. So I'm going to go Finn Balor.
Here's why I'm going to say Finn, is because I think it doesn't matter. Wait a minute. Didn't Finn just beat Drew McIntyre? Yeah, Drew's winning this. Finn just beat him recently.
On Raw.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go Drew. I would have said Finn would win it too if because I think they were going to just push Drew anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered. But because Finn already got that win, unless Finn is the demon on Sunday, Drew McIntyre is winning that.
Yeah, I don't see them giving him the demon at TLC in this match, just a regular single match. I don't see the demon coming out. I think the demon only comes out, in my opinion, for the Big Four, and this is not one of the Big Four. You know, you bring the demon at the Royal Rumble, you bring the demon at SummerSlam, you bring it at Survivor Series, and you bring it at WrestleMania. So I don't see Finn Balor here. But, you know, being a wrestling fan as I am for a long time, I'm going to go ahead and agree with you and change my pick. Drew McIntyre gets the win here.
All
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because you got, you know, because we don't have whoever goes over on the go home show or the week before the go home show usually don't go over at the pay per view.
Yeah.
So Drew, and I forgot that Finn did beat Drew McIntyre. So I'm gonna go Drew McIntyre as well here. Let's go here, man. We saw the epic rap battle the other night between the
right.
run the bar and the Usos. But now we got the triple threat match here on Smack for the SmackDown titles. The Bar taking on New Day, taking on the Usos for the SmackDown Championship. I'm gonna let you start here. Who do you got?
You know what? Who had the upper hand on last night? The Bar?
The Bar got the upper hand.
You know what? Usually it's usually somebody else. I think I'd still go the Bar, though. There hasn't been enough build from either the Usos or New Day for them to get it back. So, no, I think I'd go the Bar. I think I go to Bar.
I would like to say the Bar, and but it's something about the Usos. They started the year off hot. They've had a great 2018, and I just want to say the Usos are going to finish 2018 as being your WWE SmackDown champion.
I agree with that. I can see that happening. My thing is, at this point, you know the Usos getting the belt is basically them getting it to put it on somebody else. I mean, I know that sounds redundant, but it's like, at this point, they're using them to put it on somebody else. So if the Usos are getting it, who are they putting it on?
They got to give it to Sanity. Sanity hasn't done anything since they came up to SmackDown.
So do you think they're using the Usos to put it on Sanity?
I would think you would do the Usos to put on Sanity because you're not going to use the Bar to give it to Sanity because they both heel faction.
Heel teams, but do we have any other face teams on SmackDown? No?
No? Not. I mean, not that I
don't think of. I don't think so either. Okay, I see your point.
Not as well. So that's why I said, you know, Usos and maybe, I mean, we know the Usos got this started the year off by having a WrestleMania moment, you know, actually being on the main card. You know, I just wanted the 2018 has been a good year for them. Just want to see if they close out as WWE SmackDown champions. The Bar, again, who else could they face? Because you don't have too many face teams on, as you get your point, on SmackDown to face the Bar. And maybe I missed something. They just dropped the Big Show out of nowhere. I'm just
curious. They televised that. Actually, no, I mean, you could go Gallows and Anderson, I think.
You could flip them. You could. But I'm gonna stick with my pick. I'm gonna say the Usos, so we both agree New Day is not gonna get it. There's no New Day. You got the Bar. I got the Usos. Let's move on here. Let's move on to this one. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Intercontinental Championship singles match. You know, I'm surprised. WWE disappointed me on this past Monday night. They wasted a TLC match to give me a single match between Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. Could have gave me a Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins TLC match. But they wasted it on Seth Rollins' body being bruised and beat up. With Baron Corbin.
So wait, so they changed Rollins and Ambrose? Is that now a single?
What I'm looking at now, it is just a regular match. It's not a TLC. I am going to double check here on WWE.com, but what I've checked on, it is a regular singles match, no longer a TLC match.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you're right.
And at my point, after everything that's going on with those two guys, that should have been a TLC match.
Yeah, that's interesting. Huh.
Just my opinion. Maybe Rollins got hurt on Monday night. I don't know. Well, Dean can't do it. But whatever the case may be, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Intercontinental Championship, who do you have?
It is a singles. I'm looking at it now.
Yep.
It's a singles match.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, so here's what I base my pick on. Okay. So I do think I think you give it to Dean Ambrose, and I'm only saying that because it's something you alluded to earlier. So Seth Rollins is my pick for the Royal Rumble. And I don't think he'll be Intercontinental Champion going into that.
Gotcha.
So I would go ahead and just put it on Dean all of the day and then let Rollins focus on becoming the Royal Rumble. It's either that or you know what's going to end up happening? Seth Rollins wins and they have a rematch like on the first Raw of the New Year or something. Because that's a relatively big Raw. And they'll have the title change there.
Yeah.
So I'll put it this way. It may not necessarily happen at TLC. I'll still keep my pick of Dean Ambrose. But between now and the Royal Rumble, Seth Rollins is going to lose the Intercontinental Championship to Dean Ambrose.
I'm gonna go one for you. I'm gonna agree with you. Dean Ambrose wins, and I think he does win at TLC. I think Seth Rollins day as the as the Intercontinental Champion is done. I think when Dean had it before the IC title, it wasn't a bad run for Dean Ambrose.
No.
I think it was a good run, and I think you need to throw some more bodies in this Universal picture because we got to remember in a Universal Championship picture because we also got to remember even though you win the Royal Rumble, you still have the Elimination Chamber, and we got to find six guys to put in the chamber. And I think Seth Rollins would be one of those guys.
You're right. He could win that too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think Seth Rollins loses to Dean Ambrose and will either win the Royal Rumble or be one of the six guys in the Elimination. Well, definitely will be one of the six guys in the Elimination Chamber, in my opinion.
Sure.
I don't think they definitely he won't keep him out of that. But let's move on to this next match. Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin. Now, there's a lot of stipulations in this match. This is a table, ladders, and chairs match. And if Strowman wins, he'll receive a Universal Championship match at the Royal Rumble. If Corbin wins, he'll be stripped of all authority power. And if Corbin wins, he will become the full-time general manager of Raw. And this is, you know, if Braun Strowman is healthy, which in this case, we know Braun Strowman will be able to wrestle. If you remember back a couple years ago when he had his elbow surgery, it didn't take him that long. He was not that long. He recuperated. He came back. So Braun Strowman wins this match, hands down. There's no reason to talk about this. Braun Strowman wins.
If he's healthy, then Braun's winning that. I don't see how he loses. Because here's my thing, and I think Braun is a big time star for them. As much as I thought maybe a year ago, Braun's definitely the guy that's going to be main eventing WrestleMania soon. I don't think it's this year. I don't know what it is. It's like he's there, but he's not there in the sense of I'm doing him and Lesnar at WrestleMania. Honestly, I don't know how they get there Universal Championship-wise, but I think you're going to get Seth and Brock Lesnar. I really do. I really do. So I think Strowman gets his match at the Rumble. So Strowman and Lesnar I think go into the Rumble.
Strowman and Lesnar at the Rumble as well. I think I totally agree with you.
And
I think
you never
Strowman.
Know. The way this could play out, CeeLo, the way this could play out is that Seth wins the Rumble, Braun wins the belt at the Rumble, and Lesnar goes into the chamber and wins it back. You just never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a lot of cards to be played here, and we don't know the state of Braun's injury. I mean, you can get a lot of pieces there. You got Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman, you got Bobby Lashley, you got Drew McIntyre. Let's not forget that. We've
honestly
talked about Drew McIntyre.
That's your pieces. Those are your pieces. You just hit it right there. Those are your pieces going into your WrestleMania push as far as Universal Championship. It's Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman, Bobby Lashley, Seth Rollins, and Brock Lesnar. Those are your five people right there.
Yeah.
Brock, Braun, Seth, Drew, Bobby Lashley. Yeah. Those five.
Yeah, and I think your pieces. Those are your pieces right there. And I see Finn maybe going for Dean Ambrose for the Intercontinental Championship.
Now, that I definitely – here's the thing. Yeah. WrestleMania, that's kind of going to be Finn – that's going to be Finn's turnaround in the sense of – that's so funny you mentioned that. It's a good point. Your turnaround from Seth being the workhorse right now with the Intercontinental Championship, That's gonna change into Finn Balor. And that's gonna be their kind of push to get Finn back to where he was.
Right. And Finn has to stay healthy.
Well, he has stayed healthy for the most part. He's been healthy.
He has. But I still don't think they have trusted him yet, or it just took a long time for the Universal title to come back to him.
Yeah. Seth's gonna get his. Seth, not that Seth's overdue, but they definitely owe him now. He's the top guy right now. He is.
Yeah.
And you know, honestly, call a spade a spade. That would be whether Roman was here or not. I think Seth is the top guy. This was going to be Seth's year anyway, I think, to win the championship at WrestleMania. This was going to be his year regardless.
Yeah, Roman. I mean,
yeah, I think Roman was headed to The Rock. That's just my opinion. I think Roman was headed to The Rock at WrestleMania.
I think so, too. I think he was headed to The Rock, and I think Seth Rollins was heading toward the Universal Championship, and Brock Lesnar was headed not to even be on TV. But because Roman Reigns got injured,
I think Lesnar was going to be there. I really do. I think they were going to find a way to get Lesnar back. I really do.
And the reason I say that, because things that fell put between UFC and Brock Lesnar with the Daniel Cormier situation, with Cormier saying he wants to fight Brock, his corner telling his people telling him, Cormier go ahead and retire. Then you got John Jones in the mix with Gustafson, and then to me, I've heard from a couple of inside people that the fight really is John Jones versus Brock Lesnar, and that would probably draw more money than Daniel Cormier, even though he is the champion.
Right. True.
So they're looking at that picture and how they can play that out, and I think Brock is really focusing on that big payday. That one-time payday for the UFC. But when Roman getting injured, Vince was like, let's throw some money on. Let's throw some money Brock's way. And we know Brock moves in the money realm. So that's right. That's what he likes to do. But nonetheless, Dean Ambrose, you got Dean Ambrose. Let's move on. Baron Corbin. I mean, Braun Strowman wins this one hands down, as we said. Let's move on to the women's side of things. No, let's stick with the men, because I think the women are going to close the house down. Now, let's stick with Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles rematch for the WWE Championship. As much as I like AJ Styles, as much as AJ Styles had a good year in 2018 and even 2017, at the end of 2017 and the whole year 2018, Daniel Bryan is doing a great job as being a champion, as being a heel champion, and I don't see AJ Styles winning this match. I just don't. I see Daniel Bryan retaining as the champion.
Yeah.
Because he's doing such a great job.
Right. Now, here's the other part of my equation of this thing with all these titles and different people. I do think Daniel Bryan wins, absolutely. And the reason why I say that is because it's so many moving pieces. I could see AJ Styles getting the belt back at the Rumble. However, if not, the reason why I said Daniel Bryan could hold on to the championship is because there's another dark horse winner for the Rumble who we were just talking about. That's Finn Balor.
Yeah.
And if Finn Balor switches brand and faces Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania.
That would be great too.
Yeah, now see, I really think it's either going to be AJ Styles or it's going to be Daniel Bryan going into WrestleMania as WWE champion. It's one of those two. Now, if it's AJ Styles, who do you have AJ fight? That's the only thing now, because
You could do
AJ and Finn at WrestleMania. You absolutely could.
Yeah, it's a good storyline because they faced each other at what was that? Don't get me wrong. Was it sort of when somebody
PLC
got hurt
last year?
PLC last year. That's it.
Was somebody hurt or was somebody sick?
somebody hurt or sick. I think, was that the mumps epidemic they were having?
Was that the mumps? I think that was when, if that's the case,
Bray Wyatt. That when Bray Wyatt got the mumps or whatever it was.
Yeah,
Bray Wyatt.
That's what it was. That's what it was. And AJ went ahead and came over and faced Finn.
Yes.
Did AJ win that or did Finn win that?
AJ won that. No. Yeah, AJ won that.
Yeah, AJ won that. Because AJ was champion. That's right. AJ was WWE champion. You weren't happy to lose at that point.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, AJ won that. So, you know, so I don't see Daniel Bryan losing. I just don't. I mean, somebody may interfere.
I don't either.
Joe get involved, maybe Randy Orton. Somebody, I don't see Bryan winning clean, but I do see Daniel Bryan winning.
Is Joe and Jeff Hardy fighting at TLC or no?
No, not even on the card. Not on the card.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay.
And then, believe me, it's already 12 matches on this card.
Is there really? Wow.
Yeah, 12 matches on the card. It will be a long pay-per-view. Then we got move on to Ronda Rousey taking on Nia Jax. And as I say, and I'm going to say this, Ronda Rousey is going into WrestleMania as a champion. Hands down. She's going into WrestleMania as the women's champion. If she loses against Nia Jax, then she will pick the title back up before WrestleMania. But I think Ronda Rousey goes to WrestleMania as your WWE Raw champion.
Now, if there's ever a time get major heat on Nia, it's to have Nia win the belt. Which is why I'm not going to pick against Rousey. I'm going to pick Ronda Rousey is my pick. Let me clarify that now. However, I will not be one bit surprised if they put the belt on Nia Jax and then Ronda gets it back at the Rumble.
Wouldn't be surprised. The only thing I say about that is there's somebody out there that's lurking who is going to be a major player in this women's title picture, and that is Alexa Bliss.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why I say you keep it on Ronda until WrestleMania, because somehow, somewhere down the line, somebody's not going to be champion. And that's where it goes to my other pick in the final match. Somebody's not going to be champion because we're going to get Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch. In my opinion, at WrestleMania, somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
And both of them can't be champion when we get this. And if I had to pick one to lose, it would be Becky Lynch to lose. But as you made your point, it could be Ronda Rousey and Alexa Bliss could really take her spot at WrestleMania. We got a lot of time to talk about.
So here's the thing. So the reason why it could be Nia Jax ends up winning the championship is because up until Becky got hurt, Charlotte was my pick to win the Rumble, and Charlotte was my pick to go on to WrestleMania to fight Ronda Rousey for the championship.
Mm-hmm.
That all changed when we prematurely got Charlotte versus Ronda. Now, and then I thought Becky maybe could be out longer, but no, now my pick now is for somehow, which actually it would make sense. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to change my pick. Nia Jax is going to win the belt because Ronda Rousey will win the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
So Ronda Rousey goes to SmackDown and challenges Becky Lynch for the championship.
We're going to say opposite on this one. I think Ronda wins. I like your theory.
The only other way you could do that is if Ronda wins, and either Charlotte or Asuka win the TLC, and Becky wins. Actually, you know what? I think it would be better received if Becky wins the Rumble, honestly.
Yes.
Becky wins the Rumble and goes on to Raw and faces, okay, all right. Okay, I'm changing my picky then. Again, I'm sorry. Ronda wins. I'll give you my pick for the next one.
Hey, and this is a match I think should close it down. TLC, I know it's a men's pay-per-view or a table ladders and chairs pay-per-view, but in this tables, ladders, and chairs triple threat match, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, and Asuka should be the final match of the night, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It should be the final match. She should be able to shut the house down and close it down. And I want to pick here – I'm torn between Becky Lynch and Asuka. I think Asuka gets her moment.
That's where I'm going. I think Asuka wins.
But only thing that gets me is that she had her moment on SmackDown, and usually we'll go back to what I said earlier about 20 minutes ago on the show. If you get your moment on TV, you usually don't get your moment at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, if you get your moment on the go-home, you're absolutely right. Usually you don't win. However, it's just something. I don't feel like Becky needs to win this. I just feel like it'd be like when if Becky wins. And the reason why I say that is because Becky got her big win at Evolution when she beat Charlotte.
Yes.
In the last Women's Standing. That's why I think Becky can lose, go to the Rumble, and win.
Yeah, I'm still going to go Asuka. Asuka wins here.
Yeah, I'm going Asuka. And then you could have Asuka go into WrestleMania as champion or something. I think that whole, after Asuka lost the streak and that whole dull summer that Asuka had where she wasn't really doing nothing and was just losing, I think this is the build back now. She's going to be built back up now.
Yeah, she's going to be built back up. Plus, you got to look at it from the financial standpoint. WrestleMania is in New York. It's not hard to get to from, you know, the major international airport. And that's, those fans will come over and support if Asuka's in a big picture in a big match. And then if you put Charlotte, whatever match you put Charlotte in and Becky in, it's going to be real big. By just all our conversation today, so I'm going to Asuka, you go Asuka. Conversation today, WrestleMania probably have 20 matches on the card based off the match.
Based off the people. They really going to have to trim it down. Yeah.
Based off the people that you have put in place as a different part, or we like WrestleMania, having a lot of different triple threats or tag team. But just to put all the players.
Is Charlotte the odd woman out that Charlotte doesn't really have an opponent for WrestleMania? We're not saying that, are we?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like right now. Unless you get Asuka Charlotte too.
Yeah, that's the only thing. It's like, are you going Asuka and Charlotte for a second time? Or do you have... Do you have maybe Nia coming over to SmackDown?
And facing Becky Lynch?
No. Becky would go to Raw. Becky would go to Raw to face Ronda.
Yeah.
Or do you have an Alexa Bliss going up? Like, it's going to be interesting. Like, do you do Charlotte and...
Charlotte and Alexa. It's gonna be a lot.
Where do you go? You know, unless you go Charlotte and Asuka, where do you go with Charlotte?
Yeah, where do you go with Charlotte? Unless you make another triple threat match for the title, but you're doing it now in TLC. So, plus you're going to have a Women's Elimination Chamber match. So, you got your players there as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see the next couple months, man. The next couple months will be interesting in the world of professional wrestling to see where, how the roads are. I'm going to call it now. We are officially on the road to WrestleMania.
I wouldn't say that just yet. I would.
Yeah, I know January is what they call January and the new year. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold off that statement. Rewind that. Hold off and wait till 2019 hits. And then the Royal Rumble takes place. And then we can say we're on the road to WrestleMania. Because there's a lot of things have to play out. And being speculating and being fantasy booker is what we like to do here. We'd like to give you thoughts, things for you to think about. Hey, join the conversation. Hit us up on Twitter at WME Podcast. Let us know your thoughts. Where would you go here for the TLC pre-preview? Give us your predictions. Also, let us know what kind of matches would you have for WrestleMania. Hey, Wizard, it's always a pleasure. Take us home, man.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
In the story, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you subscribe on iTunes and Google Play and leave a 5-star review. Good night.